Don Draper's story is America's story. Michael Corleone meets Charles Foster Kane.
We're flawed because we want so much more. We're ruined because we get these things and wish for what we had.
Characters reinvent themselves.
This never happened. It will shock you how much it never happened.
Companies reinvent products.
Even though success is a reality, its effects are temporary. You get hungry even though you've just eaten. You're on top and you don't have enough. You're happy because you're successful. But what is happiness? It's a moment before you need more happiness.
And the 1960s reinvent America.
That's the latest thing, isn't it?
Everybody's a racist!
Most of the things Negroes can't do, I can't do either.
All right, Peggy, we'll have a civil rights march for women.
And thus, our present-day fate lies in Don's hands this final season. Are we all doomed to a tragic vertigo plunge like the opening credits? Or can we as a people find redemption? That's the power of this show.
There's the rare occasion when the public can be engaged on a level beyond Flash.
Nostalgia literally means the pain from an old wound. It takes us to a place where we ache to go again.
Raising a glass to Mad Men, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.